We have a 6-state geographic area, and we have 29 Indian reservations on within our area, service area. And 2 million acres are the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. So this is Pine Ridge, which is the focus here of our VSD, was one of the – has three of the poorest counties in the United States. Infant mortality is 5 times the national average. We could go on and on and on about the struggles on that particular reservation, but that's only one out of the 29 reservations that we have here within the region that we need to reach.
And one of the shocking statistics, life expectancy about 50 years old, and 49% of the population lives below the federal poverty line. I mean, just remarkable numbers.
That's exactly right. The individuals have an average annual income of about $3,000.
Wow. Just, I mean, can you imagine? What's the challenge you guys face because you have to get Social Security benefits out to all these people?
Well, that's right. In our region, obviously, we administer retirement benefits, disability, survivors benefits, and simple things like a replacement Social Security card. And many of our offices are sometimes 100 to 200 and 300 miles apart.
Wow.
So again, this technology really leverages bringing the Social Security office right to that community where these video units are located.
Shane, talk a little bit, because you guys came up with a pretty innovative solution to try and deal with these issues. Talk a little bit about what you came up with.
Well, that's right. What we're trying to do is find a way using technology to make it seem like the customer is right across the desk from us. So what we've established is this network of video conferencing units, and we'll put one video conferencing unit in a rural area like Pine Ridge, as we're talking about, and the other one in a Social Security office so that we can have on-demand service for Pine Ridge or any rural area anytime it's needed.
So these are essentially teleconferencing centers where if you can't have a Social Security office there, this is almost the next best thing.
Exactly. It's a way, you know, instead of having to drive 200 miles to a near Social Security office, you could go into a local hospital, library, whatever, wherever it's available, and we can give you service on demand.
And I'm going to be a big dumb guy because how complex are these to use?
Well, the idea, what we really, really work towards, and we've achieved it, is to find a way to make it seamless. So if we've got a customer that comes into a library that needs to do business with us 200 miles away, they sit down at a desk, and there's someone on a video screen from a Social Security office saying, hi, how can I help you?
Wow.
So the idea is you don't have to push a button, you don't have to mess around with any, you know, complicated dialing or anything like that. It's like you're honestly sitting across the desk from someone.
How hard was this to do, to roll out?
Well, you know, with any technology, you have to work through the bumps as you move along, right? You've got to find a way to make sure the quality's high, the cost is low, the security is high, and really, you know, we've gone through several iterations, but what we've really ended up with is a really, you know, The quality is incredible, the cost is low, and the security is extremely high.
Nancy, talk a little bit about how this has it actually worked? Has this been able to meet that need that you really faced?
Well, absolutely it has, because again, in the past, we had to obviously send employees to these locations.
Yeah.
And I know Eva talked about Pine Ridge. That's a 2-hour drive one way. And when I say one way, there are no cell phone coverage, there are no facilities, so there's no gas station. And again, that's also 4 hours round trip where that employee is not able to produce any work to help the American public. And so it saves on the drive time. As Shane mentioned, the technology is very inexpensive, and the reliability is just amazing. The quality, the voice, the video is just amazing. And to me, it's more about serving the American public and less about the technology. As Shane was talking, he's absolutely right, is that we focus more on the workflow. How can we certainly make these work in community centers and still bring the same service they would get if they walked into a Social Security office?
So the way that you would deal with this issue before is you'd have to send somebody out there, I guess, on a regular time.
Well, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Almost scheduled. But then, you know, you're not talking 24/7 kind of coverage, and not even close to that.
Well, in fact, you're talking maybe once a month coverage. And if you didn't catch the Social Security rep that month, and you simply waited to the next month, and in many of our locations, transportation, you know, a train, a bus, light rail, things like that, you have to find a car, someone to ride with, if you don't have a car, which is very expensive and very difficult.
Wow. Eva, from a Social Security Administration's side, from the SSA side, how easy was this for your people to figure out, okay, to communicate in this different it's a different way of doing business?
Right. Well, you do have to convince individuals not only within the organization but outside, where you're reaching out to the libraries or universities, hospitals, wherever the sites are, to help support this and make the appropriate referrals. But you also have to convince the agencies referring, the Indian Health Services referring these individuals there, that this is a face-to-face, basically same service that we would provide at a Social Security office, that it's safe, it's secure, and that they will get the same service that they would if they visited a Social Security office. So it is a difficult process, but it's well worth the time that you invest.
It's a little mindset. It's a very different mindset going into it. But once you get over it, I'm guessing that it must feel similar to actually being there.
It's exactly as being in an office.
Yeah.
And once the word gets around to others, then you've sold the product and it's an easy sell after that.
Shane, from a technology side, what were some of the big challenges here?
Right. Well, it was a challenge. And we started back in 2003 and we went through the whole array of different connectivity options. So we tried T1, we tried satellite, we tried all sorts of different things, various problems. You know, back in the old days, if you did some sort of video conferencing, you could move your arm, and you know, there's a large delay, so you see several arms moving across the screen.
Yeah.
But what we've landed on was DSL, just basically business grade DSL, what you use in your home, and it works beautifully. And so now it's crystal clear, and that's really what sold me. It's almost like, you know, we talked about, well, how complicated is it to get buy-in? It's honestly, when you sit down in front of this thing and you see how clear, crystal clear the video connections are, it sells itself.
Eva, you know, because you've been at federal offices before, had to do these kinds of things before, and sometimes they'll say, well, sign this paper. And how did you deal with things like that where you need actual interaction between the person? Did you have to figure out different ways of dealing with those kinds of issues?
Well, we did have some issues when we were viewing documents that they might have brought in, and we
they hold them up to the camera or something.
Yeah. Yes. We have magnifiers so that we can accomplish that. In many of the locations, we have fax machines, if necessary, to conduct the business.
Great.
So,
congratulations. It must feel nice to have this work recognized, Shane.
It's wonderful, but you know, as with any successful project, it's not the work of two people. It's the work of hundreds of people, you know, working together and being bought in and really pushing the idea forward, from the leadership all the way down to everyone doing the work.
And from a boss perspective, Nancy, it must be nice to have the work that your folks are doing to get recognized, and that you've given them the opportunity to go and try something that's new and different.
Well, absolutely. And I got to tell you, Eva and Shane are just outstanding employees who are not afraid to experiment, to try new technology. And again, not for the sake of technology, but to provide better customer service.
Yeah. Are there any lessons from a management perspective that you take away from this? Because oftentimes, you know, it can be so easy to say, hey, we can't do this because it's not face-to-face. We operate in a face-to-face environment because it's, you know, how do you deal with that, giving people the ability to go try new things, and, you know, this may not have worked, and you almost have to work through those kinds of challenges can be difficult in the government world.
Well, you're absolutely right, but I do think we have to say it's okay to fail. But I think if you have the right vision in mind, if you have the right outcome you're looking for, you continue to test. And, you know, Shane mentioned early on, we tried simple things such as phone lines to see if video would work or satellite. It didn't work, but that was okay because it brought us to today's solutions. And I think from a management perspective, that was one of the harder pieces, was really to sell it to our manager because it was another vehicle that they had to manage. Once they realized how easy it was to use, how it provided good service, they really brought in, but we had to take our time to sell it to our managers.
Mm. Eva, any lessons that you, having actually rolled this out, as other agencies are out there listening to this and saying, hey, this kind of thing might work in our environment, any lessons you can share with folks?
Yes, and these words actually come from Shane. We work so closely together. It's that you can't be afraid of no. Never stop asking why not or can we, because if you stop asking those questions, if you take no for an answer, you won't make any progress.